Can everyone hear me? Is this working? Okay. Okay, well, good morning.
各位早.
I hope that you're all not too busy with the hectic Christmas season.
我希望大家在这个很繁忙的圣诞季节里面不会太过于忙碌.
Today I want to talk a little bit about what I've called the heart of Christmas.
今天我要跟大家讲的是 圣诞节的中心.
As I'm sure a lot of you are dealing with, this is a busy time of year.
我相信各位大部分都是在这季节是非常忙碌的.
We can really get lost in all the things that are going on this time of year.
我们常常会在忙碌之中迷失了自己.
We get lost in the material goods, the gifts, the things.
我们有可能在这些物质东西里面，这些礼物里面迷失了自己.
We get busy with parties.
或者可能我们在忙于 开 party.
And for some of us, we get busy with travel.
或许有的呢就忙于出去旅行旅游.
But we have to be careful because these things are not the heart of Christmas.
可是我们必须要小心，因为这些东西都不是圣诞节的中心.
My understanding is that in Taiwan, December 25th is actually a different holiday.
据我的了解，在台湾这个12月25号事实上是一个不同的假期.
It's called Constitution Day, I think.
在台湾12月25号叫做行宪纪念日.
And so technically, Christmas is not even celebrated there.
所以, 基本上来讲,在台湾, 他们并没有庆祝圣诞节.
But in the West, we seem to be heading towards something similar.
可是在西方呢, 我们似乎是走向一个, 相同的道路.
We are progressively more and more busy removing Jesus Christ from the holiday.
我们好像渐渐越来越急于把这个耶稣从圣诞节中间除掉.
And there are groups in the West, in Europe and the U.S., who are really trying hard to take away all idea of Christ from Christmas.
在欧洲，在美国，有许多的团体，他们急于想要把耶稣基督从圣诞节
This is a billboard that's being put out in a number of different places.
这是, 一个广告看板在许多地方都有树立.
As you can see, it's done by the American Atheists Association.
你可以看到这是一个, 美国这个异教徒, 协会所设立的看板.
And the message is very simple, that, you know, birth of Jesus Christ really didn't happen.
它上面的信息很简单，它是说耶稣基督的诞生从来没有发生过。
And so, yeah, you can celebrate on December 25th, but don't celebrate Jesus because it's all made up.
他说你可以在12月25号庆祝，可是不要去庆祝耶稣，因为那都是假的。
I really like this part because it says here, celebrate reason. Thinking. Celebrate thinking, logic, reason.
他说你庆祝的时候，你要想想看庆祝的是什么。
I don't know how many people have parties to celebrate reason, you know.
我不知道有多少人，你开party的时候是要去庆祝一个原因。
So, how should we as believers respond to this kind of thing?
所以我们基督徒要怎么样来回应这些事情呢？
Well, one thing for us to make sure that we understand is... is that December 25th is not the correct date of Christ's birth.
12月25号并不是正确的耶稣基督诞生的日子.
That particular date was borrowed by the Catholic Church many centuries ago.
这个日期呢是天主教他们在几个世纪以前拿这个日子来当圣诞节.
But it's not the exact date that really matters here.
重要的并不是说哪一天。
What's important is the meaning that's behind Christmas.
重要的是圣诞节背后的意义。
What's important is what Christmas as a celebration is meant to celebrate.
重要的是说我们圣诞节庆祝的时候我们是要庆祝什么呢？
That's what we need to focus on.
我们必须要把我们的注意力集中在这上面。
And the heart, the center of this celebration is Jesus Christ.
我们庆祝圣诞节的中心，它的核心是耶稣基督。
You know, for unbelievers to want to make Christmas into this just big party day without Jesus Christ, okay, that's understandable.
如果像是对于非信徒来讲，他们要来庆祝这个圣诞节，来开 party， 这个我们可以了解。
I think it's hypocritical, but it's understandable.
这个是有一点像伪君子那种，可是我们可以了解。
I mean, really, if you're going to go around saying stuff like this, that Jesus is not real, then do the rest of a favor. Don't bother celebrating the day.
所以说，如果像他们看板上这样讲说，耶稣并不是真的，所以你们不需要来庆祝这个圣诞节。
Otherwise, I don't know what you're celebrating.
不然我不知道你们到底是在庆祝什么。
But it's one thing if unbelievers take Jesus out of Christmas.
如果非信徒他们把耶稣基督从圣诞节里拿掉的话，这是一回事。
It's different if Christians start taking Jesus out of Christmas.
可是如果基督徒把耶稣基督从圣诞节里面拿掉的话，这就是不同了。
Because the world's going to look to us as believers to keep the heart of Christmas in place.
因为世人会期望我们基督徒把耶稣基督在圣诞节的这个地位能够保存下来。
So we've got to be careful as Christians to make sure that we're keeping Jesus Christ in the right place at Christmas.
所以我们身为基督徒的，我们要非常小心，要注意，要把耶稣基督在圣诞节的地位能够把它保存下来。
So let's review quickly why we should be celebrating the coming of Jesus Christ.
让我们很快速的来回顾一下为什么我们要庆祝圣诞节。
Doesn't matter about what particular day or date.
在哪一天或者哪一个日期来庆祝并不重要。
In fact, we should be celebrating Jesus Christ all year long.
事实上，我们应该在这一年当中的每一天都来庆祝耶稣的诞生。
So the Bible tells us much about the birth of Jesus Christ.
在圣经里面有很多地方都谈到耶稣基督的降生。
It was announced to many people, the shepherds.
这个耶稣的诞生有对许多人宣告，有对牧羊人宣告。
The shepherds were told in Luke chapter 2 that this is a time for great joy.
在路加福音第二章里面，牧羊人被天使宣告说这是一个大喜的时间。
If you look at Luke chapter 2 verse 10,
如果你看路加福音第二章第十节，
It says, But the angel said to them, Do not be afraid, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people.
二章十节这样说，那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。
So notice that the angel tells them right at the start, this is a time of great joy.
请大家注意，从开始天使就对他们说，这是一个大喜的信息。
And it is joy for everyone.
是关乎万民的。
Then in verse 11, the angel tells the reason.
在第十一节，天使对他们解释了这个原因。
Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord.
因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
So the reason for this joy is that a Savior has been born.
所以这个大喜的原因就是因为救主已经降生。
And they're told that it's Christ the Lord.
他们告诉他们说这就是耶稣基督救主。
And then in verse 14, they say,
在十四节这样说
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to men on whom his favor rests.
在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
And the shepherds respond to this.
这些牧羊人就回应。
In verse 15, they say, Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.
在十五节这样说，牧羊的人彼此说，我们往伯利恒去看看所成的事，就是主所指示我们的。
And then in verse 20, says the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
二十节，牧羊的人回去了，因所听见、所看见的一切事，正如天使向他们所说的，就归荣耀与神，赞美他。
So we see the response of the shepherds.
我们看到牧羊人的回应。
That should be our response too.
我们的回应也应该是这样子。
And we don't have to be in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago to react that way.
我们不需要说我们要在2000年前在伯利恒那个地方才能够这样回应。
And that's because it's all about the fact that Jesus is the Savior.
因为这一切主要的就是关于耶稣基督是我们的救主。
And he has come to make it possible for our sins to be forgiven.
耶稣基督降生，使我们的罪能够得到赦免。
He's the one that makes it possible for us to be with God in heaven.
因为他，我们才能够得与在天上与神同在。
And to add to the wonder of this, Scripture tells us that Jesus is not just a man. He's not just a regular old person, but he is also God.
更奇妙的是，圣经这样告诉我们，耶稣基督不仅是一个人，他还是一位神。
Jesus is part of the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit.
耶稣是属于三位一体，圣父、圣子、圣灵中的一位。
And it's only as the Son of God, more than being just a man, that it's possible for Jesus to pay for all our sins.
正因为他不只是人，他也是一位神子，所以他才能够付上我们罪的代价。
Because at Christmas time, we need to remember there's more to the story than just a baby in a manger.
在圣诞节的时候，我们要记住，圣诞节并不光是有关于在马槽中的婴孩。
The story doesn't stop there.
这个故事并没有在那里就结束。
It's only a beginning.
那只是一个开始。
Because the story continues through to Jesus Christ's death on the cross.
因为这个故事一直继续，直到耶稣基督在十字架上为我们受死。
That's the reason for celebrating the birth of this child.
这才是我们要庆祝这位婴孩降生的理由。
And it's remarkable that Jesus, as the Son of God, pays the penalty for all the sins of all the believers.
非常重要的就是耶稣基督作为神子，他为所有的世人、所有的罪付上了代价。
His death is the gift of salvation for each and every one of us.
耶稣基督的死是给我们每一个人的最好的一个礼物。
But there's even more to the story.
可是这个故事不止这样。
Because as believers, we need to understand that it's not just Jesus' death on the cross that's important for you and I.
我们作为基督徒，我们必须要了解，耶稣基督，对我们来讲，重要的并不是光只是他的出生。
Yes, it is true that in his death on the cross, Jesus pays the penalty for our sins.
耶稣基督在十字架上受死，为我们的罪付上了代价。
But he also lived a righteous life on earth.
耶稣当他在世上的时候，他也过了一个完全公义正直的生活。
The baby in the manger in Bethlehem grows up to become a man.
在伯利恒马槽里的婴儿，长大成为一位正直的人。
That man lives his life on earth, walking righteously with God.
这个人在世上一路与神同行，过着正直公义的生活。
And that's important.
这是非常重要的。
And that's because it's not enough for us to just be forgiven of our sins.
因为单单我们的罪被赦免是不够的。
To be right with God, we also need to have lives of righteousness.
我们要能够与神和好的话，我们也要能够过着一个公义的生活。
But that's another part of the gift.
这是这个礼物的另外一个部分。
Because through Jesus' death on the cross, not only are our sins forgiven, but also the righteous life of Jesus gets to be counted as ours.
因为不单是借着耶稣基督的死，我们的罪得到赦免，然后借着耶稣基督正直公义的生活，我们也能够得到这个 credit.
Credit, yeah.
我们也能够得到这个福分。
And that's because we have to have true righteousness credited to us or standing in for us in order to be with God.
因为我们需要借着耶稣基督这种真正的公义，我们才能够与神和好，得到这个名分。
And that's what we gain.Through faith in Jesus Christ.
这就是我们借着对耶稣基督的信所得到的福分。
So it's really amazing when you think about it, because there's kind of a double exchange that happens as a consequence of Jesus Christ's life and death on the cross.
如果我们来思想的话，这是一个很奇妙的一个双向的一个交换，借着基督的
When we put our faith in Jesus, then all the guilt of our sin is put on Him.
当我们接受信靠耶稣的时候，我们所有的罪都在十字架上被赦免。
That's why Jesus cries out in agony on the cross.
所以那就是为什么耶稣基督在十字架上会痛苦的呼喊。
Because it's not just the physical pain, it's the spiritual pain.
因为呢，不光是他肉体上的痛苦，也是他精神上的痛苦。
Because on the cross, he is receiving the burden and guilt for all the sins of all those who believe in him. Not just at his time, but for all time into the future.
因为在十字架上，耶稣基督所承受的痛苦不光是肉体上的，也他也承受了我们所有的人，所有世界上从古到今所有的人的罪。
That kind of suffering is literally, I think, impossible for us to imagine.
这种痛苦是我们所不能够想象的。
But yet, it's not just that he receives our sin, but we also receive the gift of his righteousness.
不光是在十字架上，耶稣基督承担了我们的罪，我们也从他那里得到他的公义。
These are two incredible gifts that are given to us by God the Father through Jesus.
这是圣父借着圣子给我们的这个我们不能够想象的这个一个礼物。
And Scripture tells us that it is a gift.
在圣经上也这样告诉我们，这是一件礼物。
John 3:16, For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
约翰福音3:16这样说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
God the Father didn't have to do this.
圣父并不一定需要这样做。
He did not have to offer up His Son, Jesus Christ, for us.
他不需要把他的独生子耶稣基督赐给我们。
But John 3:16 tells us that He gave Jesus to us because He loves us.
在约翰福音三章十六节告诉我们，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
And it's not just the Father.
这并不只是圣父。
It's also the Son.
这也是圣子。
In Philippians chapter 2, verses 4 through 8.
在腓立比书第二章第四到第八节。
We learn more about what Jesus did.
上面告诉我们更多耶稣基督为我们所做的。
Philippians 2, 4 through 8. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross.
腓立比书二章四节，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
And so we see that Jesus voluntarily humbled himself. It says here, made himself nothing to come down to earth as a man to be our Savior.
我们在这里看到耶稣基督甘心情愿地舍弃了他在天上的位置。腓立比书上这样说，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神为同等强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象。
And then Matthew chapter 26, verses 39 and 42.
在马太福音二十六章三十九到四十节这样说。
Verse 39 says, Going a little farther, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will.But as you will. Then verse 42, he went away a second time and prayed, My Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away, unless I drink it, may your will be done.
马太福音二十六章三十九节，他就稍往前走，俯伏在地，祷告说，我父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我，然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
So we see that Jesus voluntarily came to earth as a man to be our Savior.
所以我们看到耶稣基督甘心情愿地来到世上成为我们的救主。
And he voluntarily went to the cross to pay the price for our sins.
他也甘心情愿地走上十架为我们的罪付上代价。
So we see that God the Father gave Jesus as a gift to us, and he did it out of love.
所以我们看到圣父把耶稣基督当成礼物送给我们，他因为爱才这样做。
And we also see that God the Son, Jesus Christ, gave himself willingly as a gift to us.
我们同样的看到耶稣基督，他神子，他甘心情愿的把他自己送给我们作为礼物。
And this was all done so that we can receive eternal life to be together with God in heaven.
这一切都是为了让我们能够得到永生，能够与到天上与神同在。
That's a great gift.
这是一个很伟大的礼物。
So how should we respond as believers?
所以我们作为基督徒的，我们应该要怎么样回应呢？
How should we respond to these great gifts that have been given to us from God?
那我们对这些从神而来这么伟大的礼物，我们要怎么样去回应呢？
Well, first, we should rejoice and be joyful, just like the shepherds were when Christ was first born.
首先，我们要像牧羊人那样子的欢欣快乐，就像牧羊人他们听到耶稣基督诞生的消息一样。
And the Bible is very clear on this. We're instructed in Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice.
圣经上很清楚地告诉我们，在腓立比书第四章第四节这样说，你们要靠主常常喜乐。我再说，你们要喜乐。
You know, this doesn't say rejoice in the Lord only on Christmas Day.
这经常并不是说你们只有在圣诞节的时候在主里喜乐。
Rejoice only when you're busy opening the Christmas presents under the tree.
只有当你在打开你的圣诞树下面的圣诞礼物的时候，你们要喜乐。
Rejoice only when you're at a good fellowship or potluck or a party, you're having fun.
只有当你在跟大家在开 party, 在一起 potluck, 在享受的时候，你要喜乐。
It doesn't say rejoice only on those good days when everything's going okay.
也没有说只有在事情很顺遂的时候你喜乐。
It says rejoice in the Lord always.
他说你们要常常靠主喜乐。
And what better reason could we have for that than Jesus Christ?
还有什么比他更好的原因，除了因为耶稣基督而喜乐呢？
What better reason is there for us to rejoice than the promise of spending eternity with God in heaven?
还有什么原因能够让我们喜乐，除了因为我们能够有这个应许，以后能够与神同在天上？
So first response to God's great gifts, we should rejoice. We should be filled with joy and happiness.
所以我们的第一个回应就是我们要喜乐，我们要常常喜乐，在主里喜乐。
And we need to try to do that always.
我们要试着要时常就此。
Another way we can respond is to try to be imitators of Christ.
另外一个我们可以回应的就是我们要学习神的形象。
We see that Jesus' life was, and his purpose was to give to others, to give the gift of salvation.
我们看到耶稣基督在世上的目的就是施予。
As believers, we can have that same spirit of giving.
那我们作为基督徒的，我们可以有同样的这种付出的这种精神。
We can have a spirit of giving to God and giving to others.
我们可以有这种对神付出奉献，对其他的人付出奉献的这种精神。
But the Bible also tells us that it's important not just to be givers, but to do it in the right way.
圣经上也告诉我们，我们不单要付出，我们要有正确的方式来付出。
We look at 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 and 7.
我们来看哥林多后书第九章六到七节。
Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver.
少种的少收，多种的多收，这话是真的。个人要随本心所酌定的，不要作难，不要勉强，因为捐得乐意的人是神所喜爱的。
These verses tell us to give generously.
这段经文告诉我们，我们要慷慨地付出。
They tell us to give without resentment, withoutSaying, okay, I'll give this to you because I have to. That's not the attitude God wants us to have.
他说我们付出的时候不要心怀怨恨，说我这样给你，因为我必须要这样做。
God wants us to be cheerful givers.
神要我们做的是甘心乐意、快乐的付出。
Notice that it says here, each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give.
这里说个人要随本心所酌定的，不要作难，不要勉强。
not reluctantly or under compulsion. We're not to be giving because we think we have to.
不要勉强，不要说因为我们必须要付出，必须要奉献，所以我们才这样做。
But we should be giving because we want to.
我们必须要因为说我们想要这样做，我们才这样做。
There's a huge difference in that.
这中间的差别是很大的。
You know, sometimes the tax man comes around to collect the taxes and says, "Aren't you happy to give?"
有的时候，当这个付税的时间来到的时候，大家是不是很高兴的来付税呢？
Well, you know, not if I have to.
我除非我必须要付。
It needs to be a desire from our heart.
我们奉献必须要从我们心里面所出来的一种希望欲望。
It needs to be from love.
必须是要出于爱。
The same way God gave His Son, Jesus Christ, for us.
就如同神把他的爱子耶稣基督赐给我们一样。
Remember, John 3:16 starts out, "For God so loved the world." The reason that God does all this, that He gives His Son over, is not because He has to, but because He wants to. He does it out of love.
记得在约翰福音三章十六节开始就这样说，神爱世人，神这样做把他独生子赐给我们是出于爱，并不是因为他必须要这样做。
And that's how God wants us to do it also.
这也就是神要我们怎么样做的。
So I think there are two key parts to trying to carry out this principle of giving.
我们要实行这样子爱心奉献的话，有两点。
One part is that, like we saw before, our attitude as believers, as saved sinners, should be an attitude of joy.
第一点就是我们刚刚讲过的，就是我们这些罪人，我们要以欢心快乐的心情来奉献。
We as believers should be happy.
我们作为信徒的，我们必须要快乐。
Because we have been saved from the punishment of our sins.
因为我们已经从我们的罪里面被赦免出来。
We have been saved from facing an eternity of suffering in payment for our sins.
我们已经被救赎出来，我们不需要面对因为我们的罪而受到的责罚。
And if your faith is in Jesus Christ, instead, you look forward to an eternity of joy with God in heaven.
如果你是信靠耶稣基督的话，那你所盼望的就是在永恒里面的喜乐。
That's why the angels told the shepherd, "We have good news of great joy."
这就是为什么天使对那些牧羊人说，我们有报给你大喜的信息。
And that joy should be with us every single day.
这种喜乐应该是与我们每天都同在的。
We can see why the Bible says rejoice always.
我们可以看得到为什么圣经里面告诉我们要常常喜乐。
Because we're looking forward to an eternity of joy with God in heaven.
因为我们所盼望的是与神同在永远的喜乐。
And when we have that kind of joy, that should naturally result in us giving to others.
如果我们心里有这种喜乐的话，那我们很自然的就能够在行为上这样表露出来。
Not giving because you feel guilty, not giving because you think you have to.
你的付出，你的奉献，并不是因为你有罪恶感，你觉得你必须要这样做，而是因为你高兴、喜欢而这样做。
Instead, Scripture pictures our giving as kind of an overflowing of this happiness and joy from our lives.
事实上在，在圣经里面这样讲说，我们这样行为应该是由我们心里的喜乐满溢出来的表现。
Our rejoicing in Christ should spill over onto other people who are around us.
我们在主里面的喜乐应该是会能够满溢出来，然后流到我们身边的人身上。
And that spilling over is evidenced, is shown by our loving others and our giving to others.
这种喜乐的满意呢，就是这种溢出来是借着我们对别人的付出，对别人的奉献来表现出来。
So that's the first part of this principle of giving, that it should come from the natural overflow of our happiness and joy as saved sinners.
这个付出的第奉献的第一个原则呢，就是我们借着我们对主在主里的这种喜乐满意出来，高兴的奉献。
And there's a second aspect that I think is a little less appreciated.
奉献的第二个部分呢，我觉得是大家比较不太能够体会到的。
A little less well understood sometimes.
很多人在不太能够理解这个。
So even though we face an eternity with God, we're still living here on earth.
那虽然我们有永生的盼望，可是我们还是活在今天的这个世界上。
And sin has not left the world.
世界上还是有罪的。
Sin has not totally left our lives, even as believers.
即使我们是信徒，罪也并没有完全从我们身上除去。
And so there's going to be bad days.
所以有的时候我们会面对一些不顺的日子。
There are going to be periods of time when we're unhappy, when we're depressed.
我们也会有不高兴，会有沮丧的时间。
And there will be perfectly valid reasons for that.
我们也有正确的理由让我们能够就是有这种感觉。
But when that happens, when we're really wrapped up in our unhappiness, that's the time that we can forget about the great gift God has given us.
当我们处在这种不顺、这种沮丧的情况的时候呢，我们常常会忘了神给我们的赐福。
Instead, it's easy to get lost in the trials and the worries of the here and now.
相反的，我们就会沉溺在我们这种试炼、这种不好的情绪之中。
Here's the trick. The trick.
我是有一个小方法。
Secret. Here's the secret.
有个小秘密。
And the trick is that giving is actually a way for us to fight against unhappiness.
我的这个小秘密就是说，你的奉献、你的付出，事实上呢，是一个能够帮你解除掉你的这个不愉快的方法。
We may not realize it, but our spirits can actually be lifted by the act of giving to others.
我们也许不知道，可是事实上呢，如果我们能够对别人付出的话，它能够把我们的心情振奋起来。
Now, part of the reason that I think giving doesn't get thought of this way is because we tend to think of giving as, oh, I'm making this sacrifice, or it's this big burden that I'm taking on in giving to others.
我们之所以会有这种错误的想法呢，部分的原因就是因为我们认为说我们要奉献、要付出的话都是要以金钱上的奉献。
And it's true that giving can cost you.
事实上你去付出对你是会要付出代价的。
It may cost time, it may cost money, it may cost, you know, some of your effort.
你可能需要付出你的时间，付出你的努力。
But we shouldn't think of giving as this big sacrifice or burden that we're taking on.
可是我们不应该把这个付出呢当成一个负担。
Instead, we need to think of giving as a privilege.
相反的，我们要把这个付出呢当成是一种权利。
As an opportunity.
当成一个机会。
Many times, it's through giving that we can be made joyful by God.
很多时候呢，借着我们的付出，我们能够从神那里得到喜乐。
God does not want believers to be walking around with these sad hearts and sour expressions on our faces.
神不要我们整天苦着脸怀着很不好的心情这样子走来走去。
But sometimes he may be waiting for us to take the opportunity of giving to others and then use that to change our hearts.
有的时候呢，神可能等着我们借着对别人的付出来让我们自己振奋。
Many times it's through the act of giving that we can be made joyful by God.
很多时候呢，我们能够借着这个付出的这个行动让我们得到神里的喜乐。
And it's through giving that we can experience more of this joy and this happiness that God wants us to have.
借着我们的付出，我们能够更多的体验到神要给我们的喜乐。
I think that part of the mistake of thinking of giving as a burden and not a joy comes from assuming that giving is all about money.
我们所犯的部分的错误就是认为付出一定要是金钱的付出。
It's easy to kind of fall into that trap, thinking that, oh, giving, that means hand someone money.
我们常常会有这种错误的想法，认为付出的话就是把钱给人家。
But it can be so much more than that.
是应该有很多剩在都不只是金钱上的付出。
It's good for us to examine Jesus' discussion of the widow who gave her offering at the temple.
我们如果来看耶稣在对于有关这个寡妇的付出的，我们就能够多了解。
So let's look at Luke chapter 21 verses 1 through 4.
我们来看路加福音二十一章一到四节。
As he looked up, Jesus saw the rich putting their gifts into the temple treasury. He also saw a poor widow put in two very small copper coins. I tell you the truth, he said, this poor widow has put in more than all the others. All these people gave their gifts out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in all she had to live on.
耶稣抬头观看，见财主把捐项投在库里，又见一个穷寡妇投了两个小钱，就说：“我实在告诉你们，这穷寡妇所投的比众人还多，因为众人都是自己有余，拿出来投在捐项里，但这寡妇是自己不足，把她一切养生的都投上了。”
So some people think this means that Jesus is telling believers, "Give all your money away."
所以有的人认为说，在这里耶稣是告诉我们这些信徒是说，把你所有的都奉献出来。
Of course, then there's the issue of if you do that, what are you going to wear, what are you going to eat, where are you going to sleep?
如果你这样做的话，可能就有一些问题，就是说你要吃什么、穿什么、用什么。
But I think the meaning here is that what God wants is for us to give all that we have, all of ourselves.
我认为神在这里所讲的是要我们把我们自己全部奉献出来。
That doesn't have to be money.
并不一定是金钱。
We can give of our time.
我们可以奉献我们的时间。
We can give of our hard work.
我们可以奉献我们的工作。
We can give of our skills and talents.
我们可以奉献我们的技能。
We can give those things to others. We can give those things to God.
我们可以把这些东西给别人或者奉献给神。
But I think the message here is that whatever we give, God wants it to be 100%, everything. Full effort and with all our heart.
我想这里的重点是神要我们是全心全意的奉献。
Now, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with giving money.
不要误解我的意思。你奉献金钱并没有错。
But we can gain so much more joy and happiness if we give of ourselves, if we give of our time and our effort instead of money or in addition to money.
如果我们把我们自己奉献出来，除了时间，除了金钱以外，能够把我们自己奉献出来的话，我们所能得到的喜乐会更多。
And if you haven't experienced this yourself, I urge you to try it.
如果你没有这种经验的话，我鼓励你试试看。
You know, I can personally remember a lot of the time and work that I spent with others getting this church building ready for use.
我有很美好的记忆，记得我与许多同工一起工作，把这个教堂整理起来。
I can remember spending time working in this very room.
我记得我花时间就在这一间大堂里面工作。
I remember one time, a little before, I think it was right before New Year's, we were here to work on the room, and it started snowing like crazy.
我记得有一天，那时候是快过年的时候，我们正在这里工作，然后开始下起大雪来。
Usually it takes me about maybe 10-15 minutes to drive home. It took maybe like a half hour that day because of the snow.
平常我从这里开车回家，大概10-15分钟就到了。那一天因为下大雪，我大概开了30分钟才回到家。
But that time spent working on the building, those are some of my best memories.
可是那些在这里花时间整修教堂的那段时间，是我记忆里面最美好的一部分。
I really enjoyed spending that time, and I really enjoy working together with the brothers and sisters.
我非常的享受那一段时间，也很享受与弟兄姐妹们一起在这里同工。
Even though Charlie told me I don't know how to use a hammer the right way.
虽然Charlie 告诉我怎么正确的使用一个榔头，可是我还是不会。
So the point is, we can find joy in giving of ourselves to others.
重点就是。我们能够在我们把自己奉献出来给别人的时候，我们能够得到喜乐。
So many of you are probably familiar with this story, A Christmas Carol.
你们很多人可能都很熟悉这个小气财神这个故事。
And in the story, Ebenezer Scrooge starts out as a greedy, selfish person, and he's changed into a generous and loving man.
在这个故事里面，这个主人翁这个 Scrooge， 他开始是一个很贪心、很自私、很小气的人，可是到了结尾，他变成一个很慷慨、很有爱心的人。
And at the end of the story, he promises to keep, quote, the spirit of Christmas in his heart all year long, not just at Christmas time.
在这个故事结尾的时候，这个 Scrooge 他保证说他要把这个圣诞节的这个精神呢，摆在他心里面，一年到头，不只是在圣诞节的时候。
And he does this by being generous and caring, not just at Christmas time, but all year long.
他所做的就是不只在圣诞节，而是在一年到头都很慷慨、很热心爱人。
And as Christians, we should try to do the same thing, having an attitude of love.Of generosity, giving for the entire year.
那我们身为基督徒，我们应该试着要做像他一样，就是整年度都以一种爱心慷慨的态度来付出。
The heart of Christmas is Jesus Christ and the joy of giving that comes with him.
圣诞节的中心是耶稣基督，也就是与耶稣基督一起来的、同来的这个我们所得到的这个奉献的这个快乐。
Don't make a mistake by replacing the true heart of Christmas.
不要犯下这个错误，就是把这个耶稣基督从圣诞节里拿掉。
Don't replace him with material goods, with presents, with parties.
不要把一些物质上的东西，把一些party 这些拿来代替了耶稣基督。
Instead, live out your life giving and loving others as Christ did.
相反的，我们要像耶稣基督一样，过着能够付出、过着有爱心的生活。
You know, one of the permanent pictures of Christmas is the kids running down to the Christmas tree in the morning.To grab all their stuff, to grab their presents.
大家对圣诞节最深的印象就是在圣诞节早上，小孩子们忙着在圣诞树下面打开他们的礼物。
And that's fun, and I've done that myself. But we have to guard against that.
这是很好的，我自己也有过这样的经验。可是我们必须要小心。
We need to make sure that Christmas time doesn't become a time of thinking about getting, but that instead it's a time of thinking about giving.
我们要注意，我们在圣诞节的时候，不是想着怎么样拿到，而是想到怎么样付出。
Especially as believers, let's not be thinking about what can I get, but instead, what can I give? How can I give?
身为基督徒，我们不要想到说我能够得到什么，相反的，我们要想到说我能付出什么，我要怎么样付出。
And let's do that not just at Christmas time, but all year long.
而且我们不单单只是在圣诞节的时候要这样做，我们一年到头都要这样做。
What can I do for others? How can I help?
我能够为别人做什么？我能够帮他们什么？
Also, let us be encouragers.
同时，让我们也能够激励别人。
Let us encourage those who give up their time and effort.
让我们鼓励那些付出他们的时间为别人奉献的人。
Let us thank those who are already giving of themselves. Sometimes they're giving in ways we don't even know about.
让我们去感谢鼓励那些已经默默的付出而我们不为人知的那些人。
When people give food for the potluck, let's not look at the food critically, wondering, and I wonder if I really want to eat this or not.
当有人把食物带来 potluck 之后，也不要看着这个食物想说，嗯，这好不好吃？我到底要不要吃？
Instead, let us say thank you for giving, for providing the food.
相反的，我们应该去谢谢他们，谢谢他们提供这些食物。
Let us be encouragers to spur one another on to deeds of giving and loving.
让我们成为鼓励人家的人，这样能够我们鼓舞带动人家能够做一些付出以及爱心的行为。
Let's think about giving and not about getting.
让我们只想到付出，不要想到得到。
Let us keep the heart of Christmas alive all year long.
让我们把圣诞节的中心能够保存下来，而且是一年到头都想到它。
And let's never forget that the heart is Jesus Christ, who gave himself as a gift to us.
而且我们不要忘记，圣诞节的中心是耶稣基督，他把他自己当成礼物送给了我们。
Let us pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, we thank you for your precious gift.
父神，我们感谢你赐给我们这样宝贵的礼物。
Thank you for your salvation.
谢谢你的拯救。
Thank you for Jesus Christ.
我们为耶稣基督向你感谢。
Help us, Father, to be imitators of Christ.
父神，求你让我们能够学习你的形象。
Help us to remember him, not just at Christmas, but the whole year long.
求你帮助我们，不单在圣诞节的时候，而是在全年都能够想到他。
Help us to rejoice always in Christ.
求你帮助我们，能够在主里面常常喜乐。
And from that joy, help us to have loving and giving hearts.
而且由这个喜乐出来，能够我们能够去爱别人，能够帮助别人。
And help us to always come back to the heart of Christmas, Jesus Christ.
帮助我们时常能够想到耶稣基督是圣诞节的中心。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
Amen.